Most of the interviews in this series were recorded at the Plant City Photo Archives and History Center. And we'll hear more about that museum later in the show. But first, the center's executive director, Gil Gott, tells us about Plant City's number one attraction, the Florida Strawberry Festival.
My name is Gil Gott. I'm the executive director of the Plant City Photo Archives and History Center. When the opportunity came to get involved with the center, I thought this is my chance to learn more about the functions of this small city and let the people know. Very family-oriented. It's a lot that's built around the churches. And also you find almost everybody belongs to some type of a civic club. Mentioning volunteers makes me think about the Strawberry Festival, because the Strawberry Festival is one of the largest and best events in the country. And it could not exist at all if it weren't for volunteerism. And people in the city love it. Most people identify with the Strawberry Festival for numerous reasons. One, it's family-oriented. They don't have any alcohol there. It's also celebrating the fact that the strawberry is one of the biggest industries in this area. It's a great entertainment now. It brings in a lot of youth. And they're growing flowers or raising pigs. We have an example of a three-year-old girl bringing in her cow to show. So that's something that you find it touches almost all lives in the community. And banks will actually just let almost all their people go out and volunteer. I mean, all the companies do. So that's something that really helps bring the community together. Well, when they first started it, of course, they didn't know anything about festivals and fairs, and so you hire somebody to bring it in, and then they had a number of sideshows that they really didn't care for, and they wanted to be more family-oriented, so they did start doing their own, bringing in their own acts and things like that. But because it was popular, it began to grow more, and the more it grew, the more people got involved, the more they realized that it does help focus on the strawberry. The strawberry growers got more involved, the industry got bigger, and the festival got bigger. But it's been an amazing factor in the growth of the Plant City area. You know, what was fun, back in 99, people started talking about building the world's largest strawberry shortcake. People came out of the woodwork. They came from everywhere, and they say, we're going to do this. We had hundreds of volunteers. Strawberry growers donated all those strawberries. When Dixie helped us, they brought in a refrigerated tractor trailer. We went to San Clement and prepared all the strawberries there, put them into the truck, backed the truck down the street. Tim Martin and Bill Parolini built this huge table. It was 8 feet wide and 104 feet long. And we built the world's largest strawberry shortcake. And people didn't think that it could be done. And those are memorable times for me, just watching that all come together.
Plant City held that record for world's largest strawberry shortcake until 2004, when it was broken in the Philippines.